The trucker looked over at the girl he'd picked up at a truck stop on I-90 just outside of Seattle. She'd said she needed a ride to Sturgis. Against his better judgment and his trucking company rules, he'd grudgingly agreed to take her. Maybe it was the air of desperation about her. Or maybe it was the long legs revealed by the black leather shorts she wore. His eyes skated down the length of them now, stopping at the funky black high-heeled ankle boots before glancing back up at her face. She sure was a looker. Pretty face. Long dark hair hanging in tangled curls to the middle of her back. Luminous pearly skin. Big brown eyes that were only partially ruined by the heavy liner and mascara she wore. Maybe the excessive makeup was the style, but he couldn't help but think it looked trashy. She was too skinny for his taste, too. She glanced over at him, catching him studying her, and he jerked his eyes back to the road. He needed to focus on his driving, damn it. A road sign appeared on the right, drawing his attention with its artistic rendering of the faces on Mount Rushmore. The sign read, South Dakota, Great Faces, Great Places. It marked the state line as they rolled across from Wyoming. He looked over at his passenger again as they passed another sign that proclaimed the mileage to the next three towns. Spearfish, 10. Sturgis, 30. Rapid City, 59. He cleared his throat. Hey, look, I'm sorry I can't take you all the way to Sturgis, but I gotta take the turn off in Spearfish, heading north to Belle Fourche. Sturgis is another 20 miles out of my way, and I'm behind schedule as it is.
I understand,
she replied quietly, turning those big brown eyes on him. You gonna be able to find another ride in Spearfish? She forced a smile.
I'll be fine, Joe. Thanks for taking me this far.
Before he could respond, his attention was drawn by a roaring sound, and he glanced at his large side-view mirror. Shit. It was a large group of motorcycles coming up fast, easing over into the left lane to pass him. Pass him being an understatement. They blew by in an angry horde, barely giving him time enough to count them. But if he had to guess, he'd put the number somewhere between 15 and 20. He did manage to catch the three-piece patches on their backs, the top rocker that indicated the name of the motorcycle club they all belonged to, read Death Heads. The bottom rockers all read Montana. It was August, so he knew they had to be headed to Sturgis for the annual rally. He glanced over at his passenger again. Apparently, if she was headed to Sturgis, she was headed to the rally as well. His eyes skated down her again. Maybe the outfit and makeup made sense after all. He noticed her eyes follow the bikers as they sped off ahead of them. She actually perked up in her seat for a moment. Then she slumped back. A mile later, they passed a sign indicating they were coming up on a rest area, and she glanced over at him to ask,
You mind stopping for a minute, Joe? I need to pee.
He grinned. Sure. He took the exit, his eyes sweeping over the area with its main information building. Set back a dozen yards was an unusual statue made out of tall concrete pillars, set to look like some abstract teepee. He was sure it was meant to be artistic, but to him it just came off looking like some weird monument to the KOA logo. Pulling his eyes from it, he was halfway down the exit ramp before he noticed the line of bikes parked in front of the information building that contained the restrooms. Even from a distance, he could see the black leather vests. Shit. It was the bunch that had passed them a couple miles back. Taking the left split, he parked behind a tractor trailer hauling logs. It was the only other rig in the lot. Bringing his own to a stop, he looked over at the girl. Maybe this isn't such a good idea,